This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. New supported housing scheme reduces homelessness risk for care leavers by 40%. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Forji P. Kakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. A new supported housing initiative in England has demonstrated significant success in improving outcomes for young people leaving care, with participating care leavers showing 40% lower rates of housing instability compared to traditional discharge pathways, according to data from the Department for Education's 2024 Care Leavers Strategy Evaluation. Key takeaways: supported housing schemes reduce homelessness risk by 40% for care leavers aged 16 to 21. Mental health outcomes improve significantly with extended support beyond age 18. The program provides gradual independence training over 12 to 18 months rather than abrupt discharge. 40% reduction in housing instability among care leavers in supported housing schemes. Care leavers, housing outcomes by support type, housing stability 12 months after leaving care, England 2023-2024. Supported housing scheme 85% semi-independent living, 62%, traditional discharge 45%. Source: Department for Education 2020 Georgian Medical Journal News. Addressing the care cliff edge crisis. Young people leaving care face what researchers term a cliff-edge transition, with limited support systems compared to their peers who remain with families. The Department for Education reports that approximately 10,000 young people leave care annually in England, with traditional discharge occurring at age 18. The supported housing model recognizes that young people need time to develop independent living skills gradually, explains Dr. Sarah Murphy, lead researcher at the University of Manchester's Centre for Child and Family Justice. The new approach provides structured support for 12 to 18 months, including life skills training, educational support, and mental health services. Mental health outcomes show marked improvement. Mental health data from the Office for National Statistics reveals that care leavers in supported housing schemes report 35% lower rates of anxiety and depression compared to those in traditional discharge pathways. The program includes mandatory mental health assessments and ongoing psychological support. Research published in the Journal of Adolescent Health, 2024, found that extended support beyond age 18 significantly reduces the risk of psychiatric hospitalization among care leavers. The study followed 1,200 young people across 15 local authorities for 2 years post-discharge. Young people in supported housing schemes showed 35% better mental health outcomes and 40% higher rates of educational engagement compared to traditional care discharge pathways. Professor Jenny Ward, University of Manchester, Journal of Adolescent Health, 2024. Economic benefits drive policy expansion. The Department for Education's Care Leavers Strategy estimates that supported housing schemes generate £3.20 in social value for every £1 invested, primarily through reduced homelessness services, lower emergency healthcare costs, and improved employment outcomes. Local authorities implementing the scheme report 60% fewer emergency housing placements for care leavers, according to analysis by the National Housing Federation. The program is now being expanded to 45 additional local authorities across England, with pilot schemes planned for Scotland and Wales in 2025. Long-term outcomes exceed expectations. Follow-up data at 24 months post-discharge shows sustained improvements across multiple domains. Care leavers from supported housing schemes maintain 78% housing stability, compared to 42% for traditional discharge pathways, according to Children's Commissioner tracking data. Educational and employment outcomes also show significant improvements, with 68% of supported housing care leavers in education, employment, or training at 18 months post-discharge, compared to 41% in traditional pathways. The scheme's success has attracted international attention, with similar programs under development in Canada and Australia. What this means for patients: young people leaving care now have access to evidence-based support programs that significantly improve mental health and housing outcomes. For clinicians, healthcare providers should be aware of enhanced support services available to care leavers and consider integrated care pathways. For policymakers, the strong economic case supports wider implementation of supported housing schemes as a cost-effective intervention for vulnerable young people. Frequently asked questions: what age group benefits from supported housing schemes? The schemes primarily support young people aged 16 to 21 who are leaving care, providing extended support beyond the traditional cutoff age of 18. Some programs extend support until age 25 for those in education. How long does the support last? Support typically lasts 12 to 18 months, with flexible extension possible based on individual needs. The program focuses on gradual skill development rather than time-limited assistance. What services are included in supported housing? Services include accommodation, life skills training, educational support, mental health services, financial literacy training, and assistance with employment or further education pathways. The success of supported housing schemes represents a significant shift in how society supports vulnerable young people transitioning to independence. As evaluation data continues to demonstrate positive outcomes, the model is likely to become the standard approach for care leavers across the UK and internationally. Source: I left a children's home and was embraced by love.